You're listening to SBS News.
Sabu Whitelaw's family are spending their time in isolation building solar-powered study lights for school children in Vanuatu. They're taking part in a program run by Origin Energy and Solar Buddy in their mission to eradicate energy poverty and educate children on the challenges of families in developing nations. Miss Whitelaw's 9-year-old son, Sasha, says what that means.
Energy poverty is when you don't have something like electric and you have to use oil lamps and things like that, and which are bad for your body.
Miss Whitelaw, who is an employee at Origin Energy, has been running these lessons with Year 5 students. Now her children are being homeschooled. She says it's a good opportunity for them to learn about their own privilege and to help out those less fortunate.
Being able to talk to my kids about the importance of energy poverty and being able to give back to other people and appreciate how lucky we are where we live. So I was on it within 30 seconds and I knew that the kids are a little bit younger than what we would usually aim at, but I thought it was a great opportunity for a hands-on activity when you're trying to break up the homeschooling.
Miss Whitelaw's 7-year-old daughter, Sophie, says what she has learned from the project.
I learned that we are very grateful for having electricity. That will help the kids by helping them study.
Ruth Lee is the volunteering manager at Origin Energy. She normally teaches a program in schools too. She says the program also provides children with the chance to develop STEM skills.
The students would be doing things like connecting a small circuit which activates the light. They would be fitting a waterproof switch. They would be putting some O-rings in place, screwing everything together and then putting the little bumper that goes around the light.
The CEO of Solar Buddy, Simon Doble, says the project is helping with cleaner air, as many people living in energy poverty resort to kerosene and gas lamps for light.
Our work is enabling clearer and cleaner air within the homes, which obviously, because COVID is a respiratory issue, that's going to drastically improve anybody's exposure to COVID purely by the cleaner air that they're breathing. So in a very small way, we're doing our thing. In the fact that we can bring Australian families together to understand this and provide that part of the solution to help is a wonderful thing.
And you can stay up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ilias Bakala, SBS News.